Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Please consider supporting Black Women United, YEG, for the protection and advancement of Black women and girls in Alberta. You can learn more about them at bwunited.ca. They are always looking for donations and volunteers. So please, again, support Black Women United, YEG, for the protection and advancement of Black women and girls in Alberta. Again, that website is bwunited.ca.
Hey, this is Adam from Toronto, and I support Creative Control because Vish is full stop one of the best arts interviewers in Canada, or anywhere in the world, really. He approaches every episode like he's known the artist for years, creating a conversational atmosphere that gets straight to the heart of the work. No one else in podcasting gets it quite right like he does, with a mixture of meticulous research, wise artistic insights, and well-humored personal connections. I proudly support Vish and Creative Control on Patreon. You should too.
To make your flexible monthly donation to Creative Control, please visit patreon.com/creativecontrol today.
Mary Lattimore and Walt McClements are each very talented musicians who are currently based in Los Angeles, California. Though each originally hail from North Carolina, Lattimore and McClements never met each other before engaging in their music trajectories, with Lattimore renowned for her work on harp and McClements particularly sought after to play accordion. After years working on their own and occasionally together in the same project spearheaded by others, the good friends convened to collaborate on a lovely new duo album. It's called Rain on the Road. It's out on May 10th, 2024 via Thrill Jockey Records. And it brought Mary and Walt and me together for a nice talk about things like Secret Sonic Youth Show they each attended in North Carolina before they knew each other, their work in connection with Wiseblood, their interest in synthesizing acoustic and otherwise distinctive instruments to conjure whole new sounds, how they got into harp and accordion respectively, and music lessons along the way, Nirvana's MTV Unplugged performance, Elemental Influences, and the Far Side comic by Gary Larson, avoiding bears to get to a show, playing live together, other future plans, and much more. A part of the Entertainment One Network with the support of listeners just like you who follow and subscribe to this listener-supported and donor-driven podcast, spread the word about it, leave nice reviews and ratings on your podcast platform, and make flexible monthly donations at patreon.com/creativecontrol, which is the primary and most reliable way for podcasters like me to make a living, and where a $6 subscription means you can access every single episode of the show in its entirety, which is not the case without that subscription, and is not the case in this particular episode. So if you can, please support this show at patreon.com/creativecontrol today. With additional support from Blackbird Music, great record store with bricks and mortar locations in Edmonton and Calgary, Alberta, and a great website, blackbird.ca, where you can order records and either have them saved for you at those stores, or they'll ship them right to your house wherever you are in the world. Say you want a copy of the new Mary Lattimore and Walt McClements record, Rain on the Road. Well, like I say, head over to blackbird.ca and see if they can't help you out. Plus, in-kind support from independent businesses like Pizza Trocadero, The Bookshelf, and Planet Bean Coffee, respectively, in Guelph, Ontario, and Granddad's Donuts in Hamilton, Ontario. This is episode 864 of Creative Control, featuring the lovely and talented Mary Lattimore and Walt McClements, with your host, me, Vish Khanna. Please enjoy this excerpt from our conversation, and to hear the whole thing, again, subscribe to the show at patreon.com/creativecontrol. So did you know each other in North Carolina at all there, Walt, based on your roots there? Or was it just a coincidence?
It's just a coincidence, yeah. We met here. After the fact, we realized we have... How many shows do you think we were at the same time? At least
two.
We've talked about two. There's probably more.
Yeah. You know, I was a student at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill for a summer and went to a lot of shows then, and Walt was living there in Durham then too. So we were probably at a lot of shows together at the same time, but just didn't know it. I'm a little bit older, so yeah.
Okay, so that's like mostly cool. What, Cat's Cradle shows probably?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Secret Sonic Youth Show at Cat's Cradle.
Yeah. 2000, I think it was. Year 2000 or 1999 even.
Wow.
It might have been 2000.
It was a Secret Sonic Youth Show? Is that what you said, Walt?
Well, it was like SYR Records Presents. So they all did solo sets and then they did a Sonic... But yeah, it wasn't billed as Sonic Youth.
Wow.
It was billed as Perspectives Musicales.
Oh, that's right.
It says, it used to say that on the SYR recordings, as I recall. It would say that sorry, where's my Sonic Youth section? It's too low. I can't reach it. But I think it says that in the corner somewhere on the top of those SYR records. So that's interesting. So it begs the question, why would you two be in on the secret? Who did you know? How did you come to be invited to attend the show? Mary, do you remember? How did you get in?
I mean, I was working at the radio station then, WXYC, and had a show there. And so I feel like it was probably just the word circulating around the station.
Oh, okay. Cool. Walt, what about you?
I think that I'm going to guess that, like, I had a friend in high school who I was in a band with who was probably who exposed me to a lot of that music, and I feel like he paid a whole lot of attention to things. And we had, I mean, I remember having some of those SYR Records things. So I think that when it was pre-internet, you know, you're looking at the Cat's Cradle schedule when it comes out in the weekly and being like, what is that? And be like, wait a minute, I know, I've seen that before.
Yeah. I just realized something that I, a couple, three, 4 years ago, I went on a bit of a hunt for everything I was missing by Sonic Youth. I just went through a phase. I've talked to those guys about this, that I've gone through. I've gone through phases with that band in my whole life. Anyway, among the things I was tracking down was missing SYR stuff, because certainly the first three SYR releases, huge impact on me as a musician. Like, I love those records, and I was like, oh, there's a whole other side of the band. Anyway, on my desk, I realized, like, so most of them were on vinyl, but a couple of them were CD only. I have one on my desk. I just realized this.
That's funny.
And it says, it's SYR 8. I see Walt is squinting to try it. Can you even make it out? I know there's a reflection because it's still still in its shrink wrap. Sonic Youth med Mats Gustafsson, OG Mersbau. And it says here, musicalesque perspective air. I don't think that's what you said. There's some different languages on this. It's all in a language there, I guess. Anyway, I have it. I embarrass myself by mispronouncing everything. But there you go. So there's Small World. I just
cool.
always on my desk. Yeah, I haven't. Yeah. I don't have a CD player, so I got this thing just to get it. And it's just this tiny shrink wrap thing, and I don't have a place to play it except my minivan. Anyway, Small World, interesting. You were both in the same room, didn't know each other. So let's get into how you know each other now. Mary, how did you come to know Walt?
I met Walt when I was playing with Wiseblood. Natalie and I were friends from Philly, and you know, we did a couple of shows together. We were on a little tour together before this, and she asked me if I wanted to be a part of her band that she was putting together for the for a festival called Form Arcosanti.
Oh.
And this was, what year was it, Walt?
2018.
And Walt was part of that band. And so I played with them on this show, and we had rehearsal and stuff, and Walt and I got to know each other, and we were roommates at the festival and really hit it off. And then we just became really good friends, and also I became such a fan of his solo stuff, his beautiful accordion playing, and yeah, I don't know, just feel really lucky to know Walt.
Oh, that's lovely. Just so we're clear, I think we've dropped a few names already. Or did one of you mention Kurt Vile? I don't think you did. Maybe you mentioned Philly. No. Sorry, that made me think of Kurt. Kurt was just on the show last year. We had a good time. And Natalie was on the show, too. We did a Wiseblood talk, and that was...
Oh, cool.
I think I kind of biffed it. But it was okay. It was good. It wasn't her fault. I think I kind of biffed that one. I'll tell you that right now. Walt, how did you come to be in the Wiseblood band?
Kind of luckily, I guess. I don't know. My friend Ben, actually, who was living in this space, we were living in another house together. We were friends. We had been on tour together, and we were friends before we both moved to L.A. He had moved into the house I was living at in L.A. We had both played in a lot of bands before, and then we moved to L.A., and I think we were both sort of focusing on solo stuff. He does a lot of composition, and I think we were, like, sitting around the kitchen table one day being like, we should be in a band. Like, remember that? That was fun. And yeah, just like right around that time, I think Natalie had just finished up the recording Front Row Seat to Earth. And I think she was maybe somewhat new to LA at the time. I feel like she played like three solo shows in like a 2-week period that, and I remember I didn't know her music, and I went to one. It was like this warehouse show with Horse Lords, and I was just blown away. She did a solo set, you know, mainly just guitar and vocals. I think some like cassette tape backing tracks kind of vibes, but it was amazing. It was a really beautiful set. Ben knew her a little bit. They had met before. And he was like, oh, if you need a bass player or something, you know, let me know. And she was like, actually, I'm putting together a band. And so, yeah, she needed a keyboard player. And so it was very, very right place, right time. I feel like my audition was very loose. I was playing keyboards, and she had said she wanted a keyboard player who could play lap steel also or slide guitar also, and Ben kind of lied for me. And I had expressed interest in learning how to play lap steel, but I was not... I practiced a lot before that little garage jam session, and I guess it was good enough.
Huh.
So
It's giving me a new perspective on job postings I see. Well, I'm interested in doing that. Don't know how to do it. I'm going to apply. Just going to apply and see what happens. Can you teach me how to do the thing you need me to do? That would be great. That's very interesting in itself. Before I dig back into your own musical trajectory there, Walt, I'm just curious about Natalie's ascendancy in Philadelphia. Mary, were you in Philly as Wiseblood was kind of taking off? Like, were you around when it was kind of like everyone was like, or was that even the case? Two things. Were you around when Wiseblood was kind of going there and starting to get going?
I don't think, no.
Oh, you weren't? Okay.
I was there when Natalie was like, like all of us just making music with, you know, playing for friends and playing for small shows and stuff. But
okay. So it wasn't like a big deal.
No.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't a big deal. It was just like, I mean, we, you know, our friends recognized that she had a beautiful voice and was a cool songwriter, but she played a lot of like more noisy music. And I mean, I never saw her play a giant venue or anything like that. It was just like,
okay,
you know, part of our community. And then she moved to New York, and maybe that's when she got she started working with Mexican Summer and stuff. I don't know. Just normal.
Really, that's really insightful. I just didn't know. Sometimes, you know, there's a groundswell of local support, and then the people who need money and want money will come sniffing around. What's everyone talking about in Philly? Mm-hmm. So, because Walt, you said she played 3 solo shows? Is that what you said?
Yeah, two or three. I feel like all of a sudden I just saw like Wiseblood, and people were like, oh, I want to see Wiseblood. I feel like it was like, well, Chris Cohen had recorded the record, and I feel like she like opened for Chris at a show, then the Horse Lords show, and then there was like this other DIY show. It was just all of a sudden like,
okay, it's just a little bit of a groundswell. Mm-hmm. Something was going on, clearly, but not, oh my God, she's playing the Eagle Stadium or something like that. No. It wasn't like that.
Yeah, no, very, I feel like very DIY still, very, or like, I mean, obviously she had, at that point, she'd already put out The Innocence, and, you know, like, I mean, it was like she, but maybe it's just in terms of Los Angeles, like, I could be wrong about this, but I feel like she moved to LA and then maybe worked on that record with Chris. It felt like it was like the, like, I'm done with the record. I'm going to play some shows. And I don't know. But
yeah, no, that's fair. And I didn't mean to dwell on it. I was just curious because you were both around and playing with her. So just wondering if you could feel something happening. Because like I say, so some of us have been in place where we're like, something's going on here.
Mm.
Right.
Like that little thing is now, how come there's a 50 people here? There were 10 last time. Mm-hmm. Oh, now there's 500 people. What's happening? You know, like, and I think those of us who are in the eye of those storms or whatever, that's the wrong analogy. But when you're sort of there when it was sort of normal, and then all of a sudden something's happening, you can be like, what's going on? So I just wanted to know if you two had that level of experience, if that makes sense. Thank you so much for listening to this excerpt from a recent episode of Creative Control with Vish Khanna. Every other Creative Control episode is only accessible to Patreon supporters. This is one of them. So please visit patreon.com/creativecontrol and become a subscriber today, and you won't miss a single episode in its entirety. There are links in the show notes to take you right there. So if you're able to, please do support this show and enjoy hours and hours of content. Thank you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.